I want to thank you for tuning in to our podcast. It's a blessing each and every week to come into your homes, into your cars, and give you a word from God. I ask if this message has blessed you, please feel free to contact us and let us know how this service that you are hearing has blessed you and your family. Until we meet again, God bless you.
The fourth chapter, 35th verse. Mark, fourth chapter. I want to read verse 35. Reading from the new NIV rendering. Reads as follows. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." You may be seated in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." I want to preach from this thought. Let us go over to the other side. Let us go over to the other side. Will you help me preach this one? Will you turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, let us go over to the other side." Brothers and sisters, this chapter in Mark begins with Jesus on a boat teaching the people gathered there. He was teaching them about the kingdom of God through parables. And if you read this chapter in its entirety, it ends with a miracle. I don't want to make a big deal out of a Deacon Boston, but the same boat Jesus used as a platform to teach the gospel to the people. Brothers and sisters, with the same identical platform Jesus used in this miracle. And it's the miracle of calming the storm. And I don't know about you, but God, Jesus has calmed some storms in my life. And I want to tell you, the same boat, Sister Pula, that Jesus was teaching on is the same boat he used to save the disciples. And you know, this sea of Galilee, Deacon McLeod, is known for its storms. Historians have said that the Sea of Galilee is prone to having a bad rain, bad wind, just a bad storm. And we see Jesus use this storm to show how powerful. And let me stop there, Sister Imogene, and tell you sometimes God has to bring a storm in your life for you to see how powerful he is. And if we look closely, Jay, at this chapter, we know almost collectively what happens with the wind. Deacon Rozier, we know what happens to the water. We know what happens to the boat. But the part, Sister Dot, Jesus drew my attention to was not the turmoil that the wind created. No, we preach too much about the storm. Not the drowning waves of the sea. Nor the fact that Jesus was asleep on the boat. And I don't know how many times, Brother Robinson, I've preached this message, and God made me see you had to do something first before you got it on the sea. he made me see that there was movement. A movement before the wind and the rain wanted to act up. What a day, Deacon McLeod and Deacon Lucian, it had been for Jesus. He had faced and healed a demonic spirit. He dealt with the opposition of both his friends and his enemies. And he did all of that, Sister Ina, but at the end of the day, he preached the word. And I love God. He knows how to give you strength to preach his word. Even though you're going through what you're going through, even though you're trying to help others out, some way he'll give you enough strength to help somebody, to talk to somebody, to encourage somebody. And still in all, Brother Al, Jesus prepares not only himself, but the disciples. I wish I had some help up in here to sail to the other side of the sea. In other words, Jesus was not too tired. And I thank God that he has put some in Jesus where he can still bless you and me and not be too tired. And to take the disciples to the other side. And this other side, somebody say this other side. Somebody else say this other side. This other side, brothers and sisters, lay across about 6 miles of water. The other side consisted of fellowship. You remember Deacon Tucker, I told you he had worked the work of God. He was teaching the people about God's kingdom through the parable. And he wasn't too tired to take them to the other side. And I thank God, Sister Pula, that sometimes when I get tired on this side, he knows how to hide me. I'm looking at some people. That's why you can't smile, because you're too tired. Turn to somebody. God will give you enough strength to make it to the other side. Will y'all help me preach this one in this place? Because somebody needs to get to the other side, Sister Austin. Somebody needs to get to the miracle. Oh, brothers and sisters. Oh, this other side was a resting place. And the hymn book says, I found in him a resting place. And he has made me glad. I don't really know, Alicia, what your personal other side entails. I don't know what you're looking for God to do for you right now. It might be a new start on life. It might be a new job. It might be a better relationship. But can I tell you something, Demetria? God will take you to the other. And Brother Jerry, I know you've been hurting, but I want to tell you something, brother. God, we take you to the other side. Tell somebody, God will take you. That's a word for somebody. That's a word for somebody in this room. They feel like they can't make it, but I declare that God will take you to the other side. Am I helping you here? Sister Ina, I think I better warn you that his will does not exempt us from troubles. I want to tell you that before you get on this boat, that you will have some troubles. People will talk about you while you're on sea. People will put stumbling blocks in your way while you're on sea. But I found out as long as my captain is King G, there was once upon a time, Demetria, I thought I needed friends to validate me. But I found out Jesus is more than enough. Do I have any witnesses in here that knows that Jesus is more than enough? Oh, brothers and sisters, troubles will come. But I guarantee you, God will deliver you out of them. I'm a living witness, Brother Al, that he will deliver you out of them all. Trouble comes when you're doing the will of God. I think I better get your mind ready for that. Trouble will come. Sickness will come. Loneliness will come when you obey the master. It's some things you have to understand. Some moves you and Jesus will have to make in order to make it to the other side. But before I give them to you, Deacon Wright, I want to tell you something. It ain't going to be all honey. Sometimes, Sister Bobby, you're going to have some bees on both. And you're going to have to swap them out of your face to see the way. Oh, brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, if you want to go.
Well, let me ask you this. Y'all looking at me like you don't want to go to the other side.
I want to go to the other side. Because one thing I know that God has something waiting on me. I'm going to talk to this side. I know God has something waiting on me. And let me tell you something. Be not weary on your ride to the other side. Because you're going to make it to the other side. I want to tell somebody, I want to encourage somebody that you will make it. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know what pew you're sitting on. But if you don't mind waking up your neighbor, will you tell them you will make it? They will sleep on me. And I be looking at some of y'all. Y'all look at me and they nodding off. You don't want to touch them. So you just talk to yourself. If you sin by somebody that sleep, wake them up and tell them. The pastor said, you going to make it. Do you hear me back there, sir? You going to make it. It might not look like it right now. It might look gloomy in your life right now. The storm clouds may be rolling in your life right now, but hold on. Hold on just a little while longer. Help is on the way. I got to leave you, but I want to tell you there's some things that you have to do. Oh, before you get to the other side. The first thing I see, Sister Ina, Jesus had to initiate the move.
See, y'all don't want to say amen because y'all always initiating the move.
Wake up! It says Jesus told them, let us go. Ken, do you hear me, man? You hear me? All right, you might be the only one listening. He said, look in verse 35. Verse 35, it says, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, not let me, not let y'all, but let. Is that what your Bible says? Let us go over to the other side. Brothers and sisters, a lot of the time Jesus is not present on our boat simply because where we're going, he's not. Sister Ann, are you listening? He's not on the boat because where we're headed, he's not headed. And you wondering why things are not working out for you. You forgot the captain.
You know, people don't want to hear this kind of preaching. They want to hear prosperity preaching. And you go to your mailbox tomorrow, you're going to have a check in the mail. You have to wait for Jesus.
And Brother Ronnie, I found out sometimes it's hard to wait on you. He may take too long, but wait on him. Yeah, Jesus initiated the plan. And we look for Jesus to be present, but he's back on the shore. Beckoning us to come back. Waiting on us to turn around and pick him up. And I want to tell you something. You can make it if you hold on to Jesus. You can make it if you have Jesus on the boat with you. And one thing I found out, Sister Sheila, he ain't even got to be dry. As long as he's on the boat. Because if you look further down, the Bible says he was not down. He was asleep like some of y'all do in church. But Deacon Reggie, he was on the boat. And I want to tell you something. You don't need him to be woke for him to do some things for you. Just his presence alone is enough. Is there anybody in here knows that God's presence alone is enough? I don't need much, but if I got the presence of God around me, I can make it. Will you turn to somebody and tell Sister Mamie George, it's good to see you. Would you turn to her and tell her you can make it? Brother Al, you can make it. Brother TJ, you can make it, man. How do you know, Pastor, you can make it? Because I made it. And one thing about it, I made it out all right. You know, John P. Key got a new single. Have y'all heard it? He got that song, I Made It Out All Right. I made it out all right. I started listening to that song, Puff. It let me know that I didn't make it out. Not home. I made it out with some scars on my body. I made it out hurt. But the fact of the matter is, I made it out. I lost some things, but I made it out. I had to cry some. Oh! But I made it out. People got sick on me, Sister Bobby. But oh, I made it. And I want to tell somebody, if you got Jesus on board, the wine girl says, I don't need nobody else. Leave me alone. As long as I got the master of the raging sea on board. That is enough for me. The Bible says that Jesus beckoned them to come with him. And it's something when Jesus directs you his way. It's something when Jesus wants you to move with him. And Sister Amber Jean, they used to have a song, when you move, I move, just like that. And a lot of times we ain't moving with Jesus. We moving to our own beat of music. Jesus initiates a new move. He doesn't use the language of a stern and strong command. You know, Jesus ain't pushy like some of y'all. I can go ahead. Thank you, sir. A lot of the times, a lot of the times, Jesus initiates us to move with him. And because our eyes are so big, and we want to get there in a hurry, Noah, we try to do a cut through. You know, when I was
young, my brother can testify, we had a buddy that stayed behind us. And we would go over his house, but we would not use the street to get there. And believe it or not, Sister Ina and Sister Perry and Brother Gerald, I used to be able to jump a fence. They laughing at us. They can't jump no fence. And we jumped the fence, Sister Emma Jean, for we can save up on time walking to his house. And that's how we knew Jesus. We say, Jesus, I know you want us to go 6 miles down the road, but I'm just going to jump the fence. And when you jump the fence, you don't know it's a guard dog. Deacon Boston, do you hear me? It's a dog, guard dog, wait. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, if you're going to go to the other side, you got to have Jesus present. I found out nothing will work for you if Jesus is not present. Everything will crumble if it's not in his hands, Brother Al. Not only must we look for his presence, but another thing I noticed, Jeremy, the disciples did not follow the other boats. Amen. Y'all tired of me yet? That mean I'm doing my job, dear. Bible says in verse 36:8, and I don't want you to go no further. He says, leaving the crowd behind. Can I go? Can I read it again? Leaving the crowd behind, they took him alone just as he was in the boat. Brothers and sisters, I want you to see that the disciples could have followed the other boat. Mark mentions the presence of other little boats to show that there were other witnesses of the storm and the miraculous succession of Jesus. And I think I better tell you before I go any further that his will does not exempt us from going and being accepted and being influenced by others. He's a God of free will. And here Mark tells us that instead of going with the other boats, you know, like what we do all the time, we get so influenced by the other things around us. And we start to follow the wrong. But Sister Bible, the word says, not only did they get on him, but they took him for what it was. They didn't get on the boat and say, nah, Jesus, if I get on this boat with you, you sure you gonna take me to the other side? You know, church people do too much bargaining with Jesus. We think we at Walmart. We doing rollover prices. He didn't tell him. None of the disciples said, now Jesus, I'm not sure what's on the other side. And that is a lot of the time what's wrong with us. We can't see what's on the other side. So we don't follow Jesus to the other side. I just said a mouthful right there. Y'all ain't know me to preach. That was the sermon right there. A lot of the time, brothers and sisters, we sit there and bargain with Jesus. But I want to tell you something. As long as you're in his hands. Oh, that's enough. I got to leave you, brothers and sisters. Not only Must Jesus initiate this thing? Oh, brothers, sisters, thirdly, I see that the crowd started to follow them. To the other side. Verse 36b, as I leave you, it says, there were also other boats with him, and they started to follow him. I got to leave you, brothers and sisters, but I want to tell you that Jesus will give you a testimony. Jesus will take you by your hands. Jesus will be the captain on your boat. Only if you allow him. I don't know who I'm talking to on this morning, but your place where you want to go, you might not see it right now. But I want to tell you, it may not be in the will of the master. But I found out if you just get on the boat, I found out that he will take care of you. The old church would say, like a ship that's tossed and driven, battered by the angry sea, when the storms of life are raging, oh, and the fury falls on me. Puff, I wonder what I have done that makes this race so hard to run. Then I say to my soul, take courage. The Lord will make a way somehow. Oh, the Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow, he will take away each sorrow. Let him have your burdens now. When the load bears down so heavy, oh, and the weight is shown upon my brow, there's a sweet relief. I wish I had some witnesses in here. In knowing the Lord will make a way somehow. I don't know how y'all feel, but I know he will make a way somehow. Try to do my best in service. Try to do my best I can. When I choose to do the right things, evil is present on every hand. I look up and wonder, oh, why that good fortune passes me by. Then I say to my soul, be patient. Tell somebody, be patient. The Lord will make a way somehow. Do I have any witnesses in here that know the Lord will make a way somehow? Oh, if you're trying to get to the other side, I want to tell you, he'll make a way somehow. And Jay, when grandmama was in the kitchen, she would put a little thing onto that hem. She would say, often there's misunderstanding. Out of all the good I do to friends for consolation, and I find them complaining too. Oh, so many nights I toss in pain. Will you help me? Wondering what the day will bring. Then I say to my heart, don't worry. The Lord will make a way somehow. I'm on my heavenly highway, leading to that land above. All this world I have forsaken, just to serve the one I love. Though the way gets rough and rugged sometimes, lo, behold, the cross I bow. Oh, I say to my soul, the Lord will make a way somehow. Maybe I'm talking to somebody in the room and saying, Pastor, I'm trying to get to the other side. I want to tell you, with Jesus, anything is possible. You can sail the seas with Jesus on board. No matter what comes your way, no matter what the devil throws in your path, you will make it to the other side. Am I looking at anybody that's wanting to make it to the other side? To the other side where there's good health, where there's peace, where there's rest, where there's joy, unspeakable joy. Yes, yes. Won't he hold your hand? Won't he hold your hand? Won't he take you to the other side? Do you want to go to the other side? Do you want to go to the other side? There will be storms going to the other side. People will lie on you while you're on the boat getting to the other side. You will lose family members trying to get to the other side. You will have to dump some old friends to get to the other side. But I want to tell you something. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. Burdens get heavy. But I declare, I prophesy over every soul in this building that you're going to make it. Turn to somebody and tell them you're going to make it. Things are turning around for me. Things are turning around. Turning around for me. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. That's a word for somebody. You're going to make it. You're going to get there. But you got to have Jesus on board. Jesus has to set the plan for you. He might not want you to have that job. He might not want you to start that business. He might not want you to be with that person. But somewhere or other, he has something better for you on the other side. And I don't know about you. I don't want to go to the other side by myself. Just like the Bible says, the other boats started to follow Jesus. They didn't care what the sea had for them. They didn't care what the troubles had for them. But they was following Jesus. And I want to tell you something. When you follow Jesus, he knows how to spread the seas. He knows how to calm the water. And he knows how to give you peace that passes all understanding. If you believe that, if you know you want to make it to the other side, I want you to tell God, take me to the other side. Put me in a new season in my life. Give me better on the other side. Make me not have to cry so much on the other side. Make me not have to worry about my health so much on the other side, because I know he'll take you. And one thing about it, Sister Perry, is many other sides. When he get done with you on that side, he lifts you back up and tell you the time is done over here. Let's go somewhere else. Standing all over this building. Standing all over this building.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.